I've always had this problem. My problem is simple. I don't back down from a conversation. You feel guilty because you missed church yesterday? I want to talk about that. You want to discuss politics? I'm all in, and good luck keeping up with me. I try to be good at work. It's tough, and I just started this job 3 months ago, and so far, so good. But yesterday, as everyone was sitting in the office during a lull in the day, they had to bring it up. I don't think Trump handled that whole white supremacist thing very well. One person would say, another would say, what was that even all about? And then another pulled out that cartoon that was getting passed around social media and elsewhere of Donald Trump kissing the asses of the alt-right and white supremacists and Nazis and whomever else was supposed to be in that picture. I remember the one other lady saying, what is alt-right? That is a different conversation. And I poked my head out of my office and I started watching, and as I tried to bite my tongue, I kept listening. Mulling it over in my head, I realized this is why and how Trump won. Apathy and ignorance. The fact that these people could not put together a coherent idea on what happened over the weekend. And all they wanted to keep saying was, Trump didn't handle it right, but I don't think those people should lose that statue. It was all about a statue. Told me everything I needed to know. Everybody wants to paint in broad brush strokes. Everybody wants things to be black and white and easy to decipher. They don't really understand, but they're putting together everything they heard on the news, if they read the news or watched the news. And it's got to be simple. It's got to be easy. And I don't think half the country even has time or care or worry about what's going on in the world. They like those headlines. They like those bullet points. They like social media. They have a couple people they follow on Twitter, and they're good for it. One woman said, they just need to impeach Trump and put Hillary Clinton in the office. That'll solve everything. I bit my tongue, because that's why 50% of the population stayed home. And that's a conversation for another time. But you don't solve a problem by putting the problem as the solution. That fixes nothing. I did pretty well as they talked. I said, they're not going to impeach him. And I groaned at the Hillary Clinton comment. I turned around and went back in my office and went back to working on what I was working on. They talked about it a little longer. One person tried to engage me a few minutes later. I let it go. But I know it'll be just a matter of time. Because I have a problem. I can't let it go.